We are here for a birth revolution. Babies deserve the best.
The United States is ranked 50th in the world for infant mortality, absolutely at the bottom of every industrialized nation for our safety of birth.
It's a very sad state of affairs. Babies are more likely to die in the United States than they are if they're born in Bosnia.
We are here for a birth revolution. Babies deserve the best.
Birth has become a $50 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar a year industry. And there are a lot of special interests involved with birth nowadays, not the least of which is the insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies. We spend the highest per capita on birth in the United States, and yet we have these abysmal outcomes.
98% of the births happen in the hospital in the U.S. It has to be interventions. Many hospitals charge by procedure, and the more procedures, the better it is for them financially.
The World Health Organization suggests that the cesarean section rate in a healthy, developed country should never exceed 15%. And the cesarean rate, as an example, in Santa Rosa is 39%.
The issue resonates strongly with me because I had three home births, and they were very empowering, wonderful, ecstatic experiences for me. But when I talked to my girlfriends who were having babies at the same time, they were having C-sections, and they were left being depressed, traumatized, and in a completely different state. So I thought, well, something has to be done here.
We've been talking to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. It's a 61-year-old trade association that represents obstetricians in the United States and abroad. And they have said that it's a fourfold problem. Women are delaying childbirth to later in life. They are not as well nourished as they should be when they go into their pregnancies, that we're seeing an increase in obesity in birthing women, and that women are demanding cesarean sections. So ACOG's opinion is that women are causing the problem.
There is a huge lack of knowledge about what is a natural birth. So they don't know what the standard is. Like, this is what it's supposed to be. This is the way a baby is supposed to look, you know, and a mother is supposed to feel. They don't see that. They don't know what it is.
We are here for a birth revolution.
What we're really asking is to change the obstetrical protocols in the United States, to evaluate them based on evidence-based research and science. We'd really like the medical community to step back and to question the things that they're doing in the light of how they really affect mothers and babies and what we can do to put mothers and babies before our corporate interests.
Birth, conception, starts with, hopefully, love. And that's what you need in the environment around a woman giving birth. It's the fruit of love. We've kind of taken that element out, and it needs to be reinstated.